Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, without doubt, there is a surah in the Holy Quran consisting of 30 verses which will continue to intercede for its reciter until he is forgiven. And that surah is Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. It is reported by Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, there is one surah in noble Quran which will continue to argue for its reciter until it will make him enter into paradise. And that surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, when a person goes into his grave, torment comes towards him from the direction of his feet. His feet will say, there is no path for you from my side because this person used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night. Then the torment will come towards him from the direction of his chest or stomach. His chest or stomach will say, there is no path for you from my side because this person used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night. Then the torment will come towards him from the direction of his head. The head will then say, there is no path for you to come from my side because this person used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night. So, this surah is a shield, as it shields a person from the punishment of the grave. In the Torah, its name is Surah Al-Mulk, and whoever recites it at night performs an exceedingly pious action. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that a companion of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam once pegged a tent upon a grave, but he was unaware that it was the site of a grave. However, later on, he found that it was the grave of a person who was reciting Surah Al-Mulk until he completed the entire surah. That companion went to the court of the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I inadvertently set up a tent over a grave. Suddenly, I realized that it was a grave and in it is a person who is reciting Surah Al-Mulk until he completed the whole surah. Then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, this surah prevents the punishment of the grave and grants salvation from it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, it is my wish that Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk, Surah Al-Mulk, be in the heart of every believer. If this surah is recited after the sightening of the moon, the reciter will, inshallah, remain secured from hardships for all 30 days of the month because this consists of 30 verses and these suffice for 30 days. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reported that a beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, without doubt, I see a surah in the Holy Quran consisting of 30 verses. Whoever recites this surah at night, 30 good deeds will be written for him. 30 of his bad deeds will be erased. And his rank will be raised by 30 grades. Allah Azza wa Jal will send an angel towards him so that it can spread its wings over him and protect him from everything until his waking. This surah is one which does mujadala, that is, argues, and in the grave it will argue for the forgiveness of its reciter. And this surah is Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.